and open the public hearing on LD 1473, an act to exempt land-based aquaculture facilities from the Maine Uniform Building and Energy Code requirements. Welcome.
Senator Deschambeau, Representative Warren, I think that was either tank or tissue with you, and distinguished members and friends of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. I am Kimberly Rosen, and I represent Senate District 8, which includes many towns in Hancock and Penobscot County, including the city of Brewer. Today, I am presenting LD 1473, an act to exempt land-based aquaculture facilities from the Maine Uniform Building and Energy Code requirements. As a senator and longtime resident from Bucksport, I am introducing LD 1473 to update Maine law for the purpose of providing regulatory clarity and parity to an emerging, exciting industry for Maine, particularly for Bucksport. In 2014, Bucksport lost a major part of our community, a paper mill that had operated in our town since the early 1930s, employing literally thousands of Mainers and providing tremendous community benefits over the years of its operation. While the town was devastated to lose this longtime economic engine in our region, we stood proud and opened ourselves up to the future. We were thrilled when we were approached approximately 4 years ago by a company known as Whole Oceans. Whole Oceans expressed a desire to locate a land-based recirculating aquaculture system on the site where the paper mill had once operated. This was music to our ears. Land-based recirculating aquaculture systems are in operations in other parts of the world, such as Norway and Finland, but it is a new industry to the United States and to Maine. We are excited to become the home to one of the first of its kind in the United States. In this type of system, fish are grown from eggs to maturity in tanks on land. Since its arrival, Whole Oceans has purchased the land and applied for and met the requirements to receive the environmental permits needed to build the facility. We are excited and anxious for them to move the project forward. But we have a law on our books that is creating an obstacle to them in their design phase of the project. LD 1473 has been submitted to address the obstacle. LD 1473 clarifies that land-based aquaculture facilities will be treated the same as buildings that house livestock and harvested crops under the Maine Uniform Building and Energy Codes, also known as MUBEC. This clarification is needed because land-based aquaculture facilities are a new industry in Maine, and our current laws do not provide clarity that fish are livestock under MUBEC. So this bill provides that land-based aquaculture facilities will be exempt from MUBEC, treating them the same under MUBEC as buildings that house livestock and harvested crops. Of course, when the Maine legislature enacted MUBEC, the raising of fish on land was not contemplated. And when the Maine legislature enacted many other laws that address and define livestock, again, the raising of fish on land was not contemplated. We need to modernize our laws to stay abreast of agriculture developments. Maine is a large food-producing state, and adding land-rich raised fish is a large food-producing state, and adding land-raised fish is our food product lines will strengthen our brand. The benefits of land-based aquaculture are many. Raising fish domestically will reduce greenhouse gas emissions from the importation of fish. It is noteworthy that the United States imports more than 90% of the Atlantic salmon consumed in this country. Maine could play a significant role in reducing those emissions. Also, the demand for fish as protein source continues to increase, and that demand cannot be satisfied by increasing the catch of wild stocks, which are already being fished at their limits. Finally, other states are competing for the land-based aquaculture industry to locate in their states. Maine is uniquely positioned to gain an edge in this industry if we can treat this industry fairly and on par with other agriculture endeavors. LD 1473 makes perfect sense. fish raised for human consumption in large tanks on land covered by a steel building are an agriculture endeavor, the same as raising cattle or sheep producing food for human consumption. It makes sense to treat the buildings that house them the same under MUBEC for building and energy code purposes. They will still have to meet fire codes and other professional design codes to ensure safety and stability requirements. The Department of Economic and Community Development will be offering a small amendment to clarify that only buildings that exclusively house aquaculture facilities are exempt from MUBEC and not buildings that have mixed uses or multiple occupants in which land-based aquaculture facilities are only a part of the building purpose. Thank you for your consideration.